the thoughts of our hearts, and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
This is the feast of victory for
us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I need to call all the preschool students up at this time. Boys and girls, if y'all will just sit down right there, and any other children who might be here, we invite you to come forward too. Well, okay, I'll sit on the end. Good. Good morning, everybody. Oh, we got some more coming. Good morning. All right, look who...
Hello. Look who I brought.
Not a giraffe?
No, it's a bunny.
This bunny,
you can tell, this bunny has been loved a lot. You know what this bunny's name is? Floppy.
Floppy.
Guess what they do? They flop around.
And this is Floppy.
And I wanted to tell you about Floppy and a little girl
named Erin. Little girl,
and Erin just loved Floppy to death. Every night when she went to bed just like this.
Maybe you've got an animal that you hug like this, a stuffed. You have the same bunny as this one? Yeah. It's littler.
You have a giraffe? Okay. You have a dog.
Hey.
So every night
when Erin went.
went to bed, she would hug Floppy all night long. Yes, she
sure would.
And then, you know what she would do before she went to sleep? Before her mother cut out the light, she would tell Floppy everything that happened to her that day. She would sit there and talk about pages she colored and what this friend said and what that friend said. And she would
talk to Floppy and tell Floppy everything that happened throughout her day.
Why do you think
she did that?
Because she did. That's right. She did that because she loved Floppy. And so she wanted to share everything with Floppy. She talked about what happened at school. She talked about the food she ate. She told Floppy everything that happened in her day because she loved Floppy. And all night long when she was sleeping, guess what she did? She
hugged and loved on Floppy. And when she went around the house, do you know what she did?
She carried Floppy. She actually drugged Floppy. That's why the ears kind of, she drugged Floppy by the ears everywhere she went because she loved Floppy.
It got dirty. Floppy's been in the washing machine several times. And I wanted to mention that to you today because maybe you've got a stuffed animal like this that you love just as much.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
But you know what?
As much as Aaron loved Floppy, and as much as you might love your stuffed animals, Jesus loves you even more. Wow, how about that? And that was a lot like the song you just sang about Jesus loves me and how God's got everybody in his hands caring for each and every one of us. Yes, sir. All right, your moo cow has a bell. Yes. You always know where it is because the bell rings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but what I want you to remember is that as much as Aaron loved this animal, Jesus loves each and every one of us even more. You have a kitty cat? Okay. Let's have a prayer, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. And thank you for loving us more than we can imagine. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Then I said, ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a boy. You shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter. Then Jesus began to say to all in the synagogue in Nazareth, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard as you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine all over the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. And there were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Before we get started, I have to tell you the ushers just passed me a note that there is a Ford Fiesta license plate DLM-192 with its flashers on, kind of parked out right out here in this area here. So if that's you, you need to know your flashers are on. Let's try something. If you look on the back cover of your bulletin today, you'll see a brief responsive reading. May we join in that. O God, the ability to be truly loving is the greatest gift of all. I talk a good deal about it. I make grand statements concerning it. I have little difficulty in loving those who love me or in showing some concern for those who will respond favorably to my investment in them. Genuine love is selfless, truth-seeking, all-enduring. True lovers discover that their response to divine love must be demonstrated in their relationship to humanity about them. And I am learning that loving you is demonstrated in loving my brothers and sisters.
My ability to love is still short-circuited by self-centeredness.
I know it is only as I rest in your love for me that I will learn how to really respond in love to others. That reading comes from a paraphrase of 1 Corinthians 13. And it's a version of it I really like, especially that last part about resting in God's love and how doing that leads us to be able to live love for others. 1 Corinthians 13 is a favorite for many. Perhaps many of us used it in our weddings. For while it speaks about our godly love for one another, it can also be applied to our romantic relationships too. And again, the reading we just did was a paraphrase. He took the Bible text and rewrote it in his own words, and sometimes doing that can be a powerful way to open up new insights and new understandings. In fact, while we're talking about that, that can be a great way to study the Bible as well. Take a passage, read it, think about it, pray, and then write it in your own words. You might be amazed at what you discover. The truth is, I found other paraphrases of this well-loved passage too. There was one, for example, that was called the Christmas Adaptation. It started out, "If I decorate my house perfectly with lovely plaid bows, strands of twinkling lights, and shiny glass balls, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another decorator. If I slave away in the kitchen, baking dozens of Christmas cookies, preparing gourmet meals, and arranging a beautifully adorned table at mealtime, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another cook." And it went on like that for a while. I like how it ended, though. It said this, "Love never fails. Video games will break. Pearl necklaces will be lost. Golf clubs will rust. Running shoes will wear out, but giving the gift of love will endure forever." And then there was this version. Back in the 1990s, Eugene Peterson was teaching a class and realized that his students weren't grasping the vitality of the Bible. So he decided to start with the Greek himself and write a paraphrase that he calls a reader's Bible. The real gift in this is that in hearing it differently, sometimes he opens up new vistas of understanding for us. If you would, please listen to his version of 1 Corinthians 13, which he calls the way of love. "If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr but don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. Love doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. When I was an infant at my mother's breast, I gurgled and cooed like any infant. When I grew up, I left those infant ways for good. We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist. But it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then, see it as clearly as God sees us, knowing Him directly, just as He knows us. But for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward that consummation. Trust steadily in God. Hope unswervingly. Love extravagantly. And the best of the three is love. Love extravagantly. What would that look like in your life? How can we go about putting others first instead of ourselves? What needs to change for us to always look for the best in others? That's quite a challenge, isn't it? But that's what God's love does. It transforms us, and through us, it transforms the world. Trust steadily in God. Hope unswervingly. Love extravagantly. We know that it is only as we rest in God's love for us that we will learn how to really respond in love to others. It's the greatest of these. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ,
God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead.
On the third day he
rose again. He ascended to heaven.
He is seated at the right hand. And he will come to
judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Loving God, we thank you now for the love you send us through Jesus. Your mercy for us is so great and your love so overwhelmingly generous. Thank you, loving Father, for all the good things you give us, for our families, for health and home, for food, for clothing, for meaning in our lives, and for love. Help us, as we see so much of your goodness, to know you more and to respond to your gifts of love, in love and in service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have made us your children, and you give us your love so willingly and generously. As we celebrate our preschool today, help us to live that same love for the children among us. As we teach them about you, may we learn more about you. As they discover our world, may we discover your hand in our world. As they turn to you with such trust, may our own faith become more trusting in you. You have blessed us with them, Lord God. Unite us as your full family of faith and joy and service and love. Lord, in your mercy, Creator God, we remember today the congregation of St. Paul Pomeria as they worship in their new sanctuary for the first time since their fire 3 years ago. Bless them and encourage them. With your presence, add to their celebration. Create in that place a new home and a place where you are praised and glorified always. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Lord, bless all those who face illness or difficult problems. Be a comfort to those in pain, in sorrow, or who are lonely or afraid. Help those far from home or loved ones, those in danger, those who have no one and nowhere to turn. Bless all in any need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory, through Jesus Christ, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Are you, O holy God, you are the life and light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nation. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now that we may set the captive free, use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
put an extra thing on there because I knew it was preschool.